Whether we realize it or not, God has given us a truly amazing body, a body that many of us are abusing through our diet and lack of exercise. And as things turn out, it's the only body we have, so what we do with it matters. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age. The body we live in is something that we take largely for granted. It's just kind of there. It's been there as long as we can remember. And sometimes we live as though it's going to go on forever. But this body that you and I are encapsulated in is not going to go on forever. You know what they say? There are two certainties in life, death and taxes. One day your body, one day my body will quite literally give up the ghost. Over the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of reading about diet and food, and in particular, our digestive system, how we process food. See, I'm now in my mid-50s, and for most of my adult life, for all of my adult life, except the last couple of years, I have struggled with my weight. When you get to your mid-50s, and you kind of know that you're getting to the pointy end of this whole healthy eating, healthy living thing, because it's at this age that many people suffer heart attacks, many people discover they have diabetes, many people end up with cancer, the three big killers in Western society and in any country that's adopted elements of the Western diet. We're going to talk a lot about that over the coming few days, but today we're going to kick off by just realizing how utterly amazing your body is. If we're going to lead a healthier lifestyle, which many, many people need to do, there's this decision that needs to be taken about how we eat, how we live, how we exercise, and how we sleep. Healthy living is a deliberate decision that we need to take. And when we do, all of a sudden, within just a few weeks, we start feeling so much better that we can't even imagine going back to the old ways of living. And part of making that decision, I think, is realizing how incredibly precious this body is that each one of us is living in. So let's kick off by taking a look at just a handful of amazing facts about your body. Are you ready? Here we go. Did you know that you produce 25 million new cells every second, 24/7, for the whole of your life? 25 million a second. That's more than the population of Australia. And each of the 2.5 trillion red blood cells in your body can circumnavigate your body in under 20 seconds. Your nerve impulses travel at over 400 kilometres or 250 miles per hour, and just one sneeze generates a wind gust of 166 kilometres or 100 miles per hour. Today, your heart is going to beat around 100,000 times. Or in an average life of 75 years, that's about 2.75 billion heartbeats. And your lungs, with a surface area big enough to cover a tennis court, are going to inhale around 2 million litres or 500,000 gallons of air each and every day without you ever having to think about it. Your eyes can distinguish over a million different colours and take in more information than the largest telescope we've ever built, which I'm presuming is the Hubble telescope out there in space. And as if that weren't enough, do you know that your nose is your own personal air conditioning system? It warms cold air, it cools hot air, it filters out impurities. Take a look at your hand for a moment. Just imagine one square inch right there in the middle of your hand. There you have 9 feet of blood vessels, 600 pain sensors, 9,000 nerve endings, 36 heat sensors, and 75 pressure sensors. And when you touch something, those sensors send a message to your brain at around 200 kilometres or 124 miles an hour. Your eyebrows are there to keep sweat out of your eyes, and you're going to make a litre of saliva today and every other day of your life. And if you are able to stretch out all your DNA, all the DNA in your body from end to end, it would be enough to take you to the sun and back 700 times. And I haven't even begun to talk about the amazing chemical factory that your body is. It has the most finely tuned, complex processes that scientists and medicos are really only beginning to understand. Systems for regulating your temperature, systems for complex body functions, appetite, sleep. Do you know that science doesn't even yet fully understand what sleep is all about? They have theories, but actually, they don't yet know. And all this in a body that's made up 70% of plain, simple, old water. My friend, we've just scratched the surface in the last few minutes of how amazing your body is. Go ahead, look in the mirror. This is you that we've been talking about here. Your body, the only body that you've been given. And as amazing and robust as this body of yours is, it's also incredibly fragile. If you lose the main chemical factory in your body, your liver, you have only 7 hours of life left because without it, you can't function. Yet a rapidly increasing proportion of our society, particularly those who are overweight, have fatty liver syndrome, which can lead to cirrhosis, which can lead to cancer of the liver. All totally preventable. Somewhere between 60 and 80% of adults in developed economies are overweight or obese. That's up from 20% at the beginning of the 20th century. And right there, you have heart disease, diabetes, and increased cancer risk. People, something has to give. This finely tuned, precious, complex, glorious body in which you live needs some looking after. Now, perhaps you're one of the small minority who exercises and who has a healthy weight and a healthy diet, and that's great. But chances are, the statistics tell me, that you're not. Over these coming few days and weeks, we're going to be chatting about how you can start to look after your amazing body, how you can get into healthy living and increase the odds of you living to a ripe, old, healthy age. Is that just moderately interesting to you? The way our society and our health is headed, people, something has to give, and what I'm hoping is that it's not going to be your body that's going to give up the ghost sooner rather than later. What I'm hoping is that over these coming few weeks, we can talk about some things that will get you excited about healthy eating and healthy living. Because not only is your body going to thank you, but if you're someone who knows you need to do something about this, you're going to feel so much better, so much better. That's a promise. It shouldn't be any surprise to us that we have an amazing body, because it was handcrafted by God himself. He designed it. He made it. He gifted it to each one of us. My body to me, your body to you. It is a precious, precious thing. The more I study and the more I learn about the body, the more I marvel at the faith required for an atheist to say, there is no God. Really? If there is no God, how did these finely tuned complex systems and feedback loops and balancing mechanisms and protective mechanisms happen in our bodies? By chance? Hey, that takes a level of faith that I simply don't have. The psalmist had it right in Psalm 139 when he wrote this to God. For it was you, God, who formed my inner parts, you who knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, O God, that I know very well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. It's true. God's given us the most amazing body. And it's not an unreasonable thing for God to want us to look after that amazing body that he's gifted to us, a body that's absolutely essential to the life that we live. Hey, God has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. Plans that if we abuse our bodies with an unhealthy lifestyle are not going to be realized. So over these coming days, we're going to be talking about how anybody can live a healthy lifestyle. No brutal diets, no fads, no starvation, just simple, healthy ways of living and eating. Ways that have certainly changed my life and might just change yours as well. Way too many people in this world are carrying way too much weight. And that's led to a global pandemic of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, heart attack, and stroke. But it needn't be that way. Armed with a few simple facts, it turns out to be much easier than you might think to lose the weight you need to lose and keep it off permanently. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Secrets for Losing Weight and Keeping It Off, to help you live a healthy life to a ripe old age. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.